This weekend is full of adventures waiting to be had. If you are looking for activities to do with family, friends or as a solo escapade, check out this list and find something right for you. The Nutcracker. Are you a lover of classic tales? The Nutcracker Ballet is returning to the Averitt Center for the Arts this weekend. It is certainly a great way to kick off the holiday season. As one of the most anticipated shows of the year, The Nutcracker is a classic everyone in the family can enjoy. The ensemble will first take the stage on Friday, November 17 at 7 p.m. There will also be a show Saturday, November 18 at 7 p.m. and one matinee on Sunday, November 19 at 3 p.m. Tickets range from $20 to $25 and can be purchased online here. Turkey Trot 5K Run. Looking for some exercise before Thanksgiving? This year marks the 16th annual Turkey Trot 5K Run. The event is Saturday, November 18 in downtown Statesboro. The Turkey Trot helps raise grant money for teachers and college scholarships for local Reach Georgia scholars. You can register before the race online or day of. Race day registration begins at 8 a.m. on the Bullock County Courthouse Square. Participants are asked to wear team-themed t-shirts or Thanksgiving costumes. The event kicks off at 8:30 a.m. with a mascot run. The 12 and under run is $15 and the turkey trot is $30 or $25 per person for teams of 5 or more. Recycle Fest. Recycle Fest 2023 is a great way to reduce the waste in the community. Recycle Fest allows residents in Bullock County to dispose of items in the most environmentally friendly and safe way possible. Various vendors such as Greenrock Recycling, Habitat for Humanity and others will be there to collect materials. This event functions as a drive-through drop-off and will take place in the back parking lot of Mill Creek Park close to Splash in the borough. If you are interested in volunteering, you can check out their website here. This is a free event and will take place from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sugar Cane Festival. Looking for something sweet to do this weekend? Head over to Twin City, Georgia to the Sugar Cane Festival. Taking place Saturday, November 18 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the George L. Smith State Park, this event is open to the public of all ages. Like any good festival, there will be arts and crafts vendors, food vendors and more. You can also purchase your own cane syrup that is made on site. This event is $2 per person, kids 5 and under are free. There is a parking fee of $5 per car. Georgia Southern University Football vs. Old Dominion. Georgia Southern University Football is back at Paulson Stadium this weekend. The team is looking for Eagle Nation to show up and hashtag pack Paulson. The game on Saturday, November 18 and kickoff is set for 6:02 p.m. Tailgate lots open at 8 a.m. and the gate opens at 4:30 p.m. Avoid higher-priced tickets on game day and order them online. Don't forget, Paulson Stadium has a clear bag policy. Bonus. Shopping by Lantern Light. While it is not taking place this weekend, Tuesday marks the annual Shopping by Lantern Light. It's a great way to experience the Statesboro Main Street Farmers Market during the holiday season. They have extended the hours to 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. so there is plenty of time to stop at all your favorite vendors. Four Point Santa will also be making an appearance this year. Like the Saturday Farmers Market, there will be an abundance of goodies from fresh produce to handmade jewelry and candles. Support local businesses this year by shopping small and getting your Christmas gifts early. Don't see anything for yourself on this week's list? Check out the Grice Connect events calendar for more events and activities to attend.